for real. All I was trying to do is tell a quick story on the Trans World interview rather than saying, like, then Novak's buddy Tony grabbed this thing. I was just like, then Novak hit a pool ball over somebody's head. End of story.
Novak's been bragging on that for years. And you know, dude, whenever Ben needs it, I'm always there to help.
It was never
totally
Novak.
It was never
Novak. But wait a minute. So what were you doing with the pool ball? I gotta know.
Because Dave DeCurtis bet him that he wouldn't take it.
Yeah, naked Dave. Well, it was my first time at a bar, too, because I was underage.
And that was your souvenir.
Yeah, well, Naked Dave bet me I couldn't steal pool ball while jocks were playing pool. So I caused a distraction, stole the pool ball while they were playing pool. Don't know why. I had it in my pocket. And then this jackass, as we're trying to walk home, he's hammered off his ass. He just starts laughing at some random jocks across the street.
Who are calling me a faggot.
Yeah, well, that was the second fight. You got in two fights, if you remember. So it's my first time drinking at a bar. He takes me out, starts laughing at these meatheads running across the street. Me and Brandon are like, what the fuck is he doing? He starts running over there, gets in a big-ass fight. Me and Brandon went over there to him. And there's some more jock of their friends around the corner. So we all start getting manhandled.
Big time.
That's what happens in an ass
fight. And then I had a pool ball in my pocket, so I fucking knocked the dude right in the fucking face with the pool ball. Somebody yelled cops. Yeah. And then I came back to the house and they didn't believe the story.
Long story short, I haven't seen him for 7 years, and when I do see him in 7 years, what's the first thing that comes out of his mouth?
Cops.
You know, that was really fucked up.
Well, I could see why, because if you're telling all your friends about it, and then I try to shorten a story on Transworld just to get the next question going, and then I just say it was Novak.
Yeah.
It's a lie, so I'm apologizing. Right
now. Partner.
It was Tony. No, I'm not shaking your hand.
Yeah, you did.
I'm shaking his
hand. He apologized to you, Novak.
Okay, then. I felt it.
Totally fucked my street cred up for 7 years, but now I think it's going to be all right.
All right, I hope so. Tell them to tune in to 28 Faction, then.
What is it?
They can catch the rerun.
So is the show over? What else are we going to talk about?
I want to talk about you.
We got a lot of shit to talk about here tonight.
We're talking about how I was molested.
You and your Boy Scout story.
Okay. All right. Well, I was a Boy Scout, and we were at Rustica Falls 1 year, and there was a scout leader of another troop who was making a kid strip in the locker room before we were doing the swimming merit badge.
Whoa.
And so, dude,
why do you hang out with Boy Scouts?
I was one.
You fucking...
Who else was I supposed to not hang out with the rest of the Boy Scouts as a Boy Scout? So anyway.
What a sad life.
Yeah, well, what do you want? I was, you know, here's some 8-year-old kid.
8 years old.
He
doesn't have one hair on his dick.
Let me paint this picture. Totally bald, skipper dick nude, right?
Okay, you play game hopscotch.
No, it didn't quite sound like that. We didn't play hopscotch. It was swimming merit badge. It was a little more masculine than this. And now
how old were you? How were you in the Boy Scouts?
Anyway, I was 12 years old, so I was a little confused. So here's
the instructor was gay. And he's telling this kid, because everybody else had to get naked, but he was like the young kid. And he's like, what? Get naked right now.
I want to see you get naked. Get naked right now. That's it. Drop them drawers. Go on. Do it. I want to see you prove you're a real man. There's all these other scouts here, and you got to prove you're a real man in front of them. That's right. Go on. Pull down those pants. I want to see you strip.
And the kids go, I don't want to.
Do it. Drop your pants right now. You want to be a real man, you take them. And
I don't want to.
The kid is weeping. His naked, bald little dick. And everyone is watching him like, everyone's like freaked out.
Did you get a hard cock?
Well, eventually.
His naked, bald dick. Dude, you know if the parents ever... If that was my kid and I found out about it, I would kick the shit out of him.
Well, we told our scoutmaster, we were like, yo, we think this guy's a child molester. They yelled
talking
at us.
Talking about
like,
you, right?
Yeah, yes, I'm a child molester. No,
sounds like
we
it.
We told... If you listen to the story, you'll realize that we were telling our scoutmasters there was a child molester in the locker room.
You told it enough.
And we got yelled at. We fucking got yelled at. And then, no, here's a side note to the story. 10 years later, we knew a cop who was researching child internet porn,
mm-hmm.
and we mentioned the guy's name. He's like, we've had our eye on that dude for about 8 years now, but we can't catch him on anything, but we know he's involved in shit.
Really?
Can you believe that shit?
Way to play yourself safe on that
one.
I don't want
to
take my pants off. Take your pants off! What's wrong with you?
Dude, I would have hightailed out of that camp in a heartbeat.
Wouldn't at that point, if you were the instructor, you'd be like, all right, kid, you know, like, you know, this is obviously...
Put some sweats on.
You would obviously say, you know what, kid? There's basket weaving merit badge. There's safety. There's first aid. Go do those. You don't need to do swimming today. Like, the kid was having such a hard time with it. Dude, I would have tuned that fucking Scoutmaster up if I was that kid's father.
Oh, my God.
I'd blow my brains out. If I had to join the Boy Scouts, man, that'd be the end of me.
What was all the other kids doing?
We were just like, we were shut. We, like, didn't know what to say, you know? Because
was anybody laughing or was it just,
no,
like, a really tense moment?
No, it was dead, tense, silent. And, like, you know, all of us had been obviously taught to respect our elders, not to talk back to the fucking Scoutmasters.
Yeah.
And it was like, none of us could fucking say anything. It sucked, dude.
It's just so weird. Like, this guy is making an 8-year-old kid get naked against his will. Like, what's the big fucking deal? You want to be a real man? No, I don't. I don't want to be a real man. Well, if you want to be a real man, you take them.
And emotionally tormenting the kid.
Oh, he's probably scarred for life.
Yeah, the kid. I'm sure the kid.
Dude, I'll tell you a prime example of scarred for life.
Oh, boy.
There was this fucking preacher in Little Italy. Remember, you know that church right across the street from my mom's house?
Right.
And Father Mike, he's been there for like 27 years. They just fucking pulled him up for molesting a kid that happened over 30 years ago and took his ass out.
How'd they prove it?
Because the kid came forth and I guess he admitted. I don't know. So now he's in deep hiding.
I'm sure all those dudes are shitty. Yeah. Dude,
most priests do just want to get in the fucking young boy's trousers.
You know, Novak was actually clean for 2 days.
Now it's 28.
Dude, do you want to call my girlfriend and ask how long I've been clean?
I've been clean for 30 days.
You know what's funny?
I can pass a piss test.
You'll see him for 2 weeks. He'll be 3 weeks clean. You'll see him for 5 months. He'll be 3 weeks clean. Anytime you ever see him, like, oh, Novak, long time no see.
3 weeks clean.
No, you gotta handle it. You gotta hand it to Novak. He has successfully been 30 days clean for 7 years.
my hands are up in glory right now. I'm like, yeah.
Whoa. Thank you. Thank you.
No, I just came out of a psych ward, man. I was ready to blow my fucking brains out.
What made you want to check in?
Because fucking, I had some methadone and benzos in my system.
You spent all your money on coke and pills?
No, I wasn't even doing coke. But
just told me that you were.
When?
I said you're a pathological liar. I said, why did you go to the psych ward? And you said because you blew all your money on coke and pills and you didn't have a dollar to your name to go buy a pack of smoke.
I said drugs.
No, you said coke and pills.
I may have. I don't know.
So now you might have?
Huh?
So now you might have?
I may have. I don't know. But anyways, what's the point of me talking here?
Let's hear the story to your knowledge.
So I decided to man up my house. I blew all my cash. I'm fucking scraping pennies for cigarettes. I'm losing it. First week's good. I'm clean. Second week, I start breaking everything in my house. And then, because I have methadone in my system. And if you know how methadone works, the first week's okay. Second week is horrible. Third week's a little better.
Shit. So you broke all Mandy's shit?
My shit, bitch. I bought it. What the fuck you talking about? I'm spending $1,500 a mortgage on a house that my name isn't even on.
Did you give her any money?
Yeah.
When?
I gave her $1,600 last week.
Oh, from
how long has it been?
And
since
then I just dropped off $600 before I came up here.
Where'd you get the $600? You were broke.
I got Jackass. I got Jackass 2.5 check.
You did?
Yeah.
Congratulations. So more drugs for you.
No, actually not.
More drugs for you.
Well,
what are you gonna buy with it?
I'm saving. I have Christmas shit, man. I didn't have dick.
Well,
I
we're proud of you. Dude.
What are you gonna buy?
A Christmas tree.
$1,600.
Why don't you just chop one down from the neighbors or something?
You want to do it tonight?
Maybe, yeah. I'm kind of sick, but if I'm up for
it. Stop that pussy shit.
You should decorate your tree with pills and needles.
Did you see my artwork out there?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Novak's doing artwork. And you know what? Novak just signed his book deal.
Yeah.
Just signed it. Let's hear some applause for Novak.
Yeah.
Just signed his book deal. It's going to be out in stores within a year.
I was just speaking to Bam, and the next project is when the writer strikes over, we go right into Dream Star of the movie.
That's right. I was just talking
when
to Keith
the writer
today.
Strikes
you talked to Keith today? What did Keith say?
I got his voicemail.
I bet you I can keep on the phone right now.
Wow.
Let's see who's more powerful. Let's see who's more powerful.
I'm not having you call Keith and tell him that we're on the radio.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's not
he probably would.
I'll call Ted instead.
Fuck that.
Just kidding. I would never do that. So we got any heroin rock here?
Did you happen to see the four-wheeler outside?
The penis, you mean?
Yeah. Seth made it into one giant dick, and Selena's been working on one giant pussy, and then we're going to set the pussy out on the ramp out there, and I'm just going to go full speed with the dick 4x4 right into the pussy.
That's sexist. Why can't Seth build the pussy?
When are you filming it?
Tomorrow.
Is that porn?
Am I in on it?
Is that porn?
You want to be.
Fucking A.
Hannah.
I'll sit on the handlebars.
You want to jump?
What are you doing hiding over there?
You can sit behind me. It'll make him even more gay.
All right.
You can hide in the pussy.
So we got a whole list of shit to talk about. You're looking at music.
Then I'm going
to
play some music.
Heroin
you
rock?
You want to hear about the other time I was molested?
Oh, yeah. What happened?
You were molested?
Yeah.
I just found this out, too.
Let me hear it.
Yeah. All
right,
well, there was a theatrical group, and then I would mow the lawns. This one dude who ran the theatrical group, he would always, like, say this shit. Now, he would say this shit to me about boners and like watching kids get dressed, thank you, and kids popping boners and stuff like that. I thought it was pretty weird, but then he took my friend, who I won't say his name. But
say his name,
he
bitch.
He wanted to teach him how to drive, and he's teaching him how to drive and whips out his 12-year-old dick.
Whoa.
And they,
how
I was like,
was the guy?
I was like, what did you do? He was like 30.
And he had a 12-year-old sized dick?
No. He had my friend who was 12 on his lap, teaching him how to drive, and he pulled out my friend's dick.
Did you see the 12-year-old dick?
No, I didn't see it, but he came over my house pretty pissed about it and told me about it. So I said, here's what we gotta do. We gotta call our parents and take this asshole to court.
What?
And the chief of police, told my mom and dad and his mom not to press charges because it would ruin the guy's father's reputation who was a dentist.
So what?
Shit.
And the chief of police had a daughter my age. And my parents were like, what if it was your daughter? She's Joe's age. And they were, and he was like, well, I just don't think you should press charges. You should let this one go.
Let this one go. Hell no.
Well, another interesting side note to the story, that chief of police ultimately committed suicide when he was caught embezzling money from the township pool.
That's what he deserved.
How long ago was this?
That was a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was a shady fuck, too, trying to... Because probably if you ratted him out, then he would just start ratting out everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, you did this, dude. Chief of Police. Mr. Chief of Police.
Right.
Did you arrested me for that. What about what you did 5 years ago? Hmm.
Did you hear about this? Have you guys been watching like the baseball shit on TV?
No.
I don't watch baseball.
No, I don't either. But like if I'm out eating dinner at night, they have it in all the bars and shit. And like... One guy got caught doing steroids, and he fucking pinned him off on every other baseball player. He told on everybody.
He did?
Everybody. Everybody.
Is that the girl that Mandy used to go out with?
Watch your mouth.
The girl?
I mean the dude. Sorry.
Oh, Sidney Ponce, motherfucker. Kick his ass next time I see him.
Did you ever have... Remember that bodybuilder that Mandy used to go out with? Did you ever hang out with that dude?
The Greek bodybuilder.
Yeah, I was all fucked up and gave him a whole bunch of Xanax, and I didn't care. I was all fucked up, so...
Think she fucked him?
No, she didn't fuck him.
She only went out with him for a year and a half.
Should we call her and ask her?
No. You know what happened? He hasn't fucked her in 3 months, and she's like, I'm just going to go fuck somebody else. And he's like, then go ahead, bitch, what the fuck?
Remember when he came in here and was like, yo, and get this, everyone thinks I'm jealous because he has this huge hot cock hanging down, yeah, nice tone, muscles, good job, nice car,
who wants cool that shit mansion? When you got the fucking heroin chic, look at that, man.
You're sucking
this,
it in.
This is
how, so out of
this
shape.
Is what girls, oh, girls boy. Will fuck if you have
heroin sheep.
What the fuck? Look at them lines
look
right
how
there.
Skinny he got, dude.
He's up taking his clothes off.
Your dick bone is sticking.
Yeah, what is
I'm
that?
Not dying. I just have a full medical report at the psychiatric.
That's not heroin sheep. That's fucking disgusting.
Have you ever been to a psychiatric?
I just came home.
No, I'm saying before that.
No,
that's
never.
That's the first time.
Yeah.
What made you, how'd you know where it was and where to go?
Because I went, my mother works at Mercy and she got me in there and I was literally going to blow my brains out.
Holy shit.
Literally, I swear to God.
So what was it like in there? You just slept all day or something?
Yes, they just counseled me and I slept and relaxed and fucking If I had a gun, I would.
Good to me, I'll go.
If I had a gun, man, I would have pulled the trigger.
Shit.
So how long were you there for?
12 days.
Shit. Was it horrible?
No, it was actually fucking relief to get away from my fucking house.
Did they give you medicine?
They gave me, something to come off of fucking the benzos, because I was taking Xanax.
Now, when they counseled you, what were the probably three most valuable things that they taught you?
The same thing that every rehab tells you. Go to meetings, get a sponsor, move into a halfway house.
Same bullshit.
So why would you go for the same bullshit and it never works?
Gave me pills.
It worked, because I know I don't want to do it.
So was it worth even going then?
Have I used since I left?
Yeah, you're on pills now.
I'm on pills now.
I can tell you are.
How?
I can tell when you're on and when you're off.
I definitely
You were
not.
Off for a day and a half, and that's all it took. Now you're back on. I can tell.
I've been clean for almost three
look
and a half
your
weeks.
Look at your...
That's
three and a half? I thought it was 28 days.
Yo, Franz, refill my Heineken, would you? Someone call Mandy. Mandy will tell you all the truth.
Bam, I have the best heroin messages that I saved.
Let's hear them.
I don't have them with me, but I'll bring them in next time.
He's a fucking liar. He's
No.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
You got on the phone and yelled at my message because I owed you money for Jackass.
I heard
the
about
movie.
This, but that's when I was really gone. Franz, where's my money for Jackass the movie, motherfucker? I want my money.
You don't do shit. You know, you say shit, and you don't do shit.
I'm like, what? Okay. Dude, it's
what
great.
Does Franz have anything to do with Jackass?
I know.
I was out of my mind.
Right.
And you left the message, and he saved it.
It was just like the time.
And there's similar messages to the publishers and all these people.
Time out. Me and Bam were up for quite a few days, and he insisted we had to come in here and listen to a goddamn song while he's holding a sword that I really thought he was going to fucking stab me with.
Yeah.
There's a million. There's
it
a
was like 5 in the morning. I wanted to play some songs.
And
there was a sword right there, and I took it off, and I'm just like twirling it around, and he thinks I'm going to slice his head off.
Because
he's so out of his mind on pills and shit.
He's like, Nova, you gotta come in here. There's 18 million stereos in the house. Why do I come in here and listen to music?
Yeah, and I just wanted to play some music here, and I'm like twirling around the sword that I just took off the wall, and he's just like, put that thing down. I'm like, are you serious? Fine, whatever. Like,
you did not. It was such a lie.
Okay, do you really think I was going to slice your head off?
I didn't know.
Because you were so muffed up on pills.
Drugs don't make you paranoid. Drugs don't make you paranoid. I'm fine when I can handle my shit. I got street smarts. I ain't got no book smarts.
Brandon doesn't even remember being here when he did the radio show with the ER doctor.
You don't remember it?
I remember that vaguely. The one I don't.
Her name's Missy.
Honestly,
not
vaguely.
No.
What were you on?
Nah.
Because you told me what you were on.
Some Xanax.
You were on Xanax?
Because he prescribed
Xanax. You told me that you weren't doing Xanax. You were taking Paxil. And that's why you're acting that way.
He gave me packs on Xanax.
See, now the truth
depression.
Comes out 2 weeks ago. Bam, I haven't been taking no Xanax or no nothing. I'm taking Paxil right now. It's an experiment. I'm trying to see if it works for my body.
Bam, I got news for you. It's still not the truth.
I know.
The truth still hasn't come out.
We'll see him in 2 weeks, and I'll be like, so why are we all muffed up at this radio show?
I was probably on Xanax. I'm not muffed up right now.
All right, well, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
What's in 2 weeks?
When you come back in and you forget
what you said on this radio show, and you'll say that you're
$500.
$500 what?
That I can't remember what I said on this radio show.
That's too much.
You got millions.
Too much for you because you're going to go blow it on a big bag of pills.
Put it in
the
bag.
What happened to the watch? What happened to the nice ass watch Bam gave you? What happened to it?
I fucking got beat the fuck up. I was on life support. You know how they stick that thing down your throat?
Who beat you up? They stuck what?
They stuck that tube all the way down your throat. You know that
it's made out of skin.
Wow. Stick it down your throat. What?
So wait a minute. Cigarette.
So how exactly did you lose the watch?
I was on life support for fucking a day.
And life support stole your watch. The doctor.
No.
Oh.
No.
Where were you?
I got robbed and stolen
for
the
watch.
Where at?
Down by my mother's hospital.
Tell us the story.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street, minding your own business, buying groceries for your mom.
Milk for your baby. Nope.
That's Little Red Riding Hood.
Drop that one. Oh. No. But I was down in a bad neighborhood.
And a wolf came out.
What were you doing in a bad neighborhood?
There was a big bad wolf. I bought some Xanax.
Okay.
I came up to a candy house.
You're buying drugs, and what happened?
How could you blame it on somebody kicking your ass? You were there buying Xanax. so you could be out of your mind, and then somebody took your fucking $10,000
watch. But I didn't take the Xanax, so I got back home. Then I got back home. I didn't take them.
Yeah, okay. And the watch?
What?
Wait. Wait a minute.
I didn't take the Xanax.
Now you got back home. I thought you got beat up in the street and taken to the fucking hospital. How did you get home in the meantime?
With the Xanax
were my house. I took the Xanax home with me. I wasn't even high when I was fucking
down. And then you got beat up at your house and they killed you out
to the street? No, they beat me up because they saw the goddamn watch. Well, I don't know why I'd wear into the worst neighborhood in the world.
So they were in your house. They saw you with the watch.
In my house? What are you talking about my house?
How did you get back to... See, Brand, this is why... Did you learn this in jail or are you this...
He's
like,
not making any sense. Does anyone else notice that he's not making any sense
No,
at
that's
all?
Who we're trying to get the story to make
Just
sense.
Let him talk.
Yes, okay, sir. Please. Just give me 1 second.
I'll give you one minute.
You
ask the question, I'll answer.
Okay. What happened to the watch?
The watch
was... $10,000 watch.
And Mandy has pictures. I got beat up, robbed, a fucking 2x4 across my back, and I woke up, the watch is gone, and they have... You know when you're getting ready to die and they stick that tube all the way down your throat to fucking make you through? They did that to me, and I got out. The Xanax, I didn't even fucking use yet. They were still fucking... I haven't even used it. I wanted to use it until I got home because I knew that I was in a bad neighborhood. But they saw the watch.
So they took the watch and they didn't take the pills?
No, because they're Chuck, sorry, buddy. But I was in a horrible neighborhood. Where
I honestly didn't even know that was even the person. Now I do.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I'm really sorry, Chuck.
Chuck Teresa McGrath is going to beat Novak's ass.
Please.
Just for that, I haven't been here for 20 minutes and everyone hates me. And I'm
back for so they take you to the hospital.
There's just a lot of holes in your story, that's all.
They take you to the hospital right from getting beat up. So at what point can you go home and take the Xanax?
I kept in my pocket the whole time, my stash pocket.
At the hospital?
Yeah, because I knew that if I ate in the city that I'd black out.
What's in your pockets right now?
Let's go through his pockets.
Don't jab your fucking hand on that AIDS needle.
Let's see what we got here.
We're going through Novak's pockets right now.
Go through his socks and shoes.
Man.
That's where they are.
Why do I get the fucking shit?
Check,
what are you going to make me get this fucking...
Yeah, where's his cell phone?
Right here.
Yeah, the one that ain't working.
That works.
God, I hope I find something.
Who's the dude who brought you to sign the Dream Seller contract?
Right behind you.
Yeah, because it wasn't working.
I hear he's a pill dealer.
You're looking at us going through his phone. No, there's nothing in here.
Or maybe that was white.
Oh, God, this is fucking shit stinks.
He probably has him up his
ass.
Your
shoes stink.
Yeah, my ass.
Let me check your asshole.
Yeah, check my
ass. Now check this.
Yeah, check it. See the way he said it?
Yeah, check
his
asshole. That asshole.
Okay. You show your asshole
Let's
all day long.
Let's see that asshole. I want to see that asshole.
Let's see
show
that
you're
ass.
A man.
I want to see inside the hole.
All right, I'll show you inside the hole. I have no problem with that.
It's big enough.
Where are you putting the pills?
Nowhere, dipshit.
Did you check his cigarette package?
No, check him. Let's see your asshole.
Oh, here we go!
Really?
I have 2.5 bars of Xanax.
Oh, shit.
And 3 and
what are these things?
Those are the detox pills.
Oh, there's more! Dude, there's...
Oh, my God!
6 totem poles.
Now, Novak, you claimed you were clean. I told you
I could tell when you were clean.
Get him in. I don't want him staying here for 4 days.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5 bars of Xanax and 3... What are these?
In his ass?
And he just said that he wasn't taking it. Remember that?
He's a fucking liar.
Did I or did I not tell you I knew when you were on, Brand?
You found them in his ass?
He thinks that you don't... See, there you go.
Here, we're going to give you your pills back, though. We're not going
to... No, what you have to understand...
You didn't think they'd go in your ass.
Here's your pills.
When you come off a fucking...
Here's your drugs.
This would happen.
You just lied to all of us.
This would happen.
Here's your drugs back. Take them.
I can get...
Take them.
You want to hear my mother on the phone to explain why I have these pills?
But why couldn't you just explain it in the first place?
Because you wouldn't believe me.
You're addicted to Xanax and pills.
No.
You're addicted to pills,
I just came out
so
of
you
a...
have pills.
I can't.
You're a fucking liar.
I have benzos in my system.
But you just told us that you weren't taking Xanax at all. You said that all you were doing... You've
that's
been clean.
To get him
you said you've been clean for 3 weeks and you've been just sipping on this beer and that's it.
Where's
and
your
you
prescription
weren't taking
card?
Any pills.
Where's your prescription
Xanax
card?
To get off of Xanax. No.
100%.
Please don't stay here. Please.
Ask my mother.
I don't want to ask your mother.
She's a doctor.
Here, take your drugs back. Take them.
There you go. You took them.
Yeah, yeah, prescribed to me.
Why would your mother tell you to put them in your ass?
You do not have prescription to Xanax, and that's why this whole problem has happened in the first place. You take too many Xanax, and you wind up in a psycho fucking ward, and then you come here, lie to all of us, and say that you don't take any Xanax whatsoever, and you've been 3 weeks clean. That's what you just said on this very radio show.
Haven't even been
and now we find fucking, what, 8 bars of Xanax?
You just lied to your fan base.
8 times 4.
It was only 6.5 bars.
You lied to your face.
And three full Percocets.
And what were the big orange things?
I think they were what are they?
No, those are the things that I take after the Xanax.
That's the chaser.
It's all prescribed.
You are not prescribed.
Where's your fucking prescription card?
You are not prescribed
card?
To Xanax.
You're fucking lying.
Where's the prescription card? Where's the pill bottle from the pharmacist?
My doctor that I brought up here last time.
This is the best.
I don't want him staying here. He's going to steal my pills. He's going to go through all of our shit. He's going to be fucked up all the time. He has to leave. He already lied. He's been here for what, 2 hours? And he's walking around with 6 bars of Xanax. He said he was clean for 3 weeks.
I know.
Dude, he has to leave. I'm fucking serious.
Well, what it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you did this to yourself.
Why did you lie?
Because you guys don't understand. You guys just want to confuse me as the drug user. Because
you are. Fucking 8 bars of Xanax in your fucking cigarette thing.
Fucking rant.
And you were saying that you didn't have anything.
Brent, you're going to die old and lonely and friendless, dude. You know that, don't you? If you're lucky enough to get that old, you know that, don't you? That's where this is going, dude. You're going to end up so fucking bad. You're going to end up, your fucking kidneys and your liver are going to be rotted out. You're not going to have any fucking friends left. You're going to be
old. What sucks is you're giving him his pills back.
What am I going to do? He's going to get more. What am I going to do? Am I going to flush his pills on the toilet? If he's going to do them, he's going
to. You just sat there and said so bad how you haven't done any pills whatsoever for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But you're lying straight up because you have 8 fucking bars and then 3 orange things that I've never even seen before.
Except for
in
those.
Your cigarettes. And you were saying that you didn't have any. And we just caught you red-handed live on air.
All I can say is talk to the doctors.
Why would I? What do I want to talk to the doctors for? You were lying. You were saying that you didn't have any. I don't care if you got a prescription.
Tell
I don't care where
judge,
you got it from.
That's how they told me to get off of the shit that I was on.
They
But you were telling me that you weren't doing
ask
any of it.
Ask my mother.
No, I'm not going to ask your mother.
You were telling me that you weren't doing anything. That's what you said when you came here. For the past 3 hours, you said that you haven't been doing shit.
I'm following doctor's orders.
But why weren't you telling me that when you came here?
Dude, I
say doctor's order says that I have to take Xanax to wean myself up. No, you didn't say it. You said you've been 3 weeks clean. That's what you said.
That's
not being 3 weeks clean.
Do you see me here nodding now, fucking, you know, doing...
It doesn't matter. You said that you weren't doing Xanax. You said that that's one thing you're doing. And last time you were here, you said that you weren't doing Xanax either. You were doing Paxil.
I don't even remember that one.
You're probably not going to remember this one either.
I guarantee you I can quiz you next week and I remember everything that was said.
That's what you said last time.
Brent, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't, like, if we weren't concerned. Like, if I don't give a fuck about you, I just ignore you, dude. You know, the reason we're fucking doing this is because we fucking honestly care. And, like, you know, you went through this huge ordeal in fucking Baltimore with a good friend of yours. I'm not going to fucking talk about it now. He fucking ODs. He comes back to life. You say it's this big new life-changing thing. You get on the phone with everybody. You convince Mandy that you're on your new fucking sobriety kick. And then, dude, 3 days fucking later, dude... Stop it, please.
But what
I'm
you're not getting
you.
Is that I still have that clean
Brandon,
time, and these doctors.
How are you saying that you're 3 weeks clean? That is not being 3 weeks clean. I have an 8 Xanax in your fucking.
When I went
8 bars.
I could run my
whole
prescription.
4 per bar.
I could run my whole prescription. When I went to the doctors, when you're on a benzo thing, you can't just stop because you start shaking.
Why didn't you say? Why you tell me you're 3 weeks clean then?
Why do you have them in a cigarette pack and not a prescription bottle then?
Because I didn't want to bring a whole bottle because I'd abuse them.
How many are in the bottle?
They gave me, 30.
They gave you 30?
Yeah.
30 of what? Xanax. 30 bars of Xanax.
Yeah.
Who? They give you 30 bars of Xanax at once.
No one would ever give you 30 bars of Xanax
at once. Wow, dude. You got a great doctor. I want his fucking number. And incidentally, I've talked to your doctors. You don't know this, but I have had conversations with them, and they say you're a liar.
What doctor?
You're always the one at the halfway house.
He's a fucking piece of shit.
Okay, yeah, this is the one that caught you doing heroin. You know,
he never called me.
You know, yes, he did. You know how you always say, give me a blood test. I'll fucking pass a piss test right now. He did, and you failed.
I never took a blood test.
Yes, you fucking did. You cannot call that man a
doctor. Let's call him.
You cannot
call him a liar.
He's a doctor at a fucking halfway house. He has a, dude.
He's not a doctor.
He's licensed to get prescriptions. Okay, he's not.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He sends you out somewhere else to get them. For your help.
No.
Yes. I have bills to prove that.
No, he gave you two. You know what? Why are we even talking about this?
Why do you want to be on fucking Xanax all day long when you keep winding up in the hospital?
I don't. I'm coming off of fucking methadone and...
All right, well, then chuck them things in the fucking toilet then.
So then what? I fucking completely shake and fucking have a seizure?
Just
going
to continue your shitty cycle.
I'm weaning it down is what I'm doing.
You're not weaning... Well, why would you not tell me that then when you showed up here?
Because it's through a doctor. Like, I'm still clean.
But, okay, it is through a doctor, so that would make it okay if you told me that.
So do you want to call the doctor?
No, I wanted you to tell me the truth and say that a doctor gave this to you, but now I know that you're full of shit because you said that you don't have any pills, you haven't been doing shit, you occasionally sip on a beer, and that's it.
Missy, how long was he planning on staying?
That's what you told me.
Till Sunday. He's not saying till Sunday. He's
so you're,
saying till the
does
end
Does it
the
take
radio
six parts? Does it take six parts of Xanax to last you till Sunday?
Not if unless you're a fucking...
I take a half of one at a time.
I don't know.
When? Once every 30 minutes?
No, once in the morning, once in the evening.
Can I interject on this?
Okay, yeah, please.
Is that... All right. I just know from experience that, I mean, you wouldn't get a Xanny bar to come off of... You know, what you were dealing with. I mean, you really need to, you
which
know,
was Xanax bars and methadone.
Right. But you really need to be like, you need to go through that struggle to like know, like, okay, I need to get clean because the Xanny bars, it just adds and just compounds onto the problem. Like, you need to seriously get that straightened out because, like,
so
you
have a PhD and all that shit, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I went through some family shit similar to exactly what you're going through, so I feel you, and I'm not busting your balls. I got, you know, I got nothing bad to say about you. I'm just saying, you know, you need to go handle that because it is like it's serious, and people around you get affected from it. I mean, everybody's just talking because they care about you, and you know, I know plenty of people that just don't wake up. It's like, oh yeah, another buddy, you know, somebody else OD'd on oxys or this or that, or it's like it's crazy. You know, I don't know you that well, but I know enough of you, and like I'm just saying, you know, you really should go into that. And these people are here because they, you know, they care about you. Nobody,
oh, I know that.
You know, nobody's breaking your stones about
but
it.
But how am I going to fucking believe a word you say when you tell me that you don't have any pills and you haven't done it in 3 weeks? That's what you told me. You told me numerous amounts of times since you've been here. Now he calls you out, he dumps your shit out, and you have fucking 8 Xanax bars.
Because I didn't go buy off the street. It's through a doctor's recommendation.
So wouldn't you be confident to tell me that and say that
I didn't think it was necessary.
Why would it not be necessary? You say that you're 3 weeks clean when you're not at all.
I am. I'm coming all... I'm still going
you're
through
withdrawal.
You're
sipping on a beer and taking Xanax. That is not being clean.
Well, it depends how you look at it.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
If you don't have a needle in your arm, then... I don't have a needle in my arm, but I'm taking 10 Xanax right now, but I'm clean.
I'm not taking 10 Xanax.
Well, it ain't easy.
I'm sure you count one bar of Xanax as one Xanax as well. When it's really 4.
Okay.
So, Brian?
Yes.
What's going to happen here?
As far as what?
You're going to keep doing drugs. You're just gonna,
no,
you're
I'm
a
not.
Lifer. You're a lifer. Yes, you are. That's it. That's how you're gonna die.
Well, he's lying to himself. He's trying to say that he's been 3 weeks clean. He's lying to his own brain when he knows that there's 8 bars of Xanax in his cigarettes.
You're going to die fucking, you know, if you're lucky, you'll be
through
an old junkie.
Through doctor's orders.
No, it's not through doctor's orders.
Now you're
orders.
Lying about that, too, because I know it's
Friend,
full of shit.
Do you want to fucking call the doctors?
Yeah, get them on the phone, ass.
All right.
You're going to call your doctor?
This is ridiculous.
Why is your
doctor?
Why is your doctor's opinion more important than your friends who know you?
Dude, my doctor doesn't get on the telephone. Dude, have you ever gotten a doctor on a telephone? No. Any of you?
He must be having a baby. I don't know. Brent, you have a baby doctor?
Because he has a shady doctor that he could call.
Like the guy who brought last week, you didn't remember?
Yeah.
Dude, it's just like, dude, you're going to die. You are going to fucking kill yourself, dude. You're killing yourself. And it just, it's What do you? You got so much to live for, dude. You fucking ruined your skating career. Now you got a fucking cool book and a movie, and you're fucking. You're. What do you want to live for, dude? What do you want out of life? Is life not worth living without drugs?
I think he's dead already. He's calling his doctor.
He just died.
There's no way that he's going to...
It's possible, Brandon. You got to think of it.
I just don't understand if a doctor gave it to him why he would lie about saying that he doesn't have any.
A doctor would not give him 30 bars of Xanax to help him wean himself off of a Xanax addiction. Come on!
If you had 30 in your hand and you have a problem with taking them all at once, why would he give them to you all at once?
What they do is they decrease it. It's just like methadone. You start on 180 milligrams.
So did he answer?
You.
You're lying. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay, well that's fine.
Because you lie right to my face.
I did.
You know that I get upset.
I did lie to your face.
You did. It's live on air. You said that you weren't doing any Xanax at all. You said you've been 3 weeks clean with it, and now it's in your fucking cigarettes. Not just one of them, like eight of them.
The last time you were here, I cried myself to sleep because you were so bad.
And I'm this bad right now.
No, but you apologized to me when I saw you today. You said you were sorry, you don't remember it. Like, every time I see you, you lie to me. And you make me feel fucking stupid because I believe you, because I want to, because I care about you.
But this time, I'm telling the truth.
And you make me feel like an asshole.
You're not telling the truth. You just got caught red-handed. If you looked up red-handed in the dictionary, it's Franz taking your cigarettes and dumping them out on the table, and what do you know? Pills come flying out of it.
I could have bought the whole prescription here and got high as a kite.
You can with those eight. Because it's four. It's four per eight.
Look at your friend. His head's down in between his legs. He's embarrassed for you. You should be embarrassed for yourself.
Oh, Christ.
You fucked up again.
And he was saying that he was watching you on the way from Baltimore, and you were doing good and everything, and you were telling him, what's that? You really didn't think?
I really thought he was
cool. Yeah. Because I'm under doctor's orders.
That's, you are not. Why do you continue to make it worse by lying more, dude?
I'm calling you tomorrow, Franz.
Why would you trust a doctor anyway? Who gives a shit about a doctor? What do you think?
Yeah, they get paid to get you hooked on.
What I think is I'm trying to come up off.
Is your opinion to take the drugs to get off the drugs? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because if you're on Xanax for so long, it's a benzo, and when you don't have it, it's one of the worst withdrawals. So
if you
do,
have a problem with drugs,
do,
stop taking them.
What they do is they
go
give
through
you,
the withdrawal.
They
suffer.
Give you a Xanax, yeah.
but the withdrawal.
They slowly decrease the amount they give you.
I get it.
Oh, like
I
they're
going
to trust you to make sure that you take an amount that's you take. Three today, and then two tomorrow, and then one the next day. Do they really think they're going to hand you fucking a whole bunch of Xanax and believe that you're going to do that? You're going to overdose
well,
on it again
I'm doing
and
it
wind
now.
Up in the hospital for the third time this fucking month.
I'm doing it now.
You're not, though, because really making sense the whole time you've been here.
So, son, let me get this straight. You're addicted to Xanax. Well, what I'm going to do is write you this script here for 30 Xanax. You can slowly use them to wean yourself off.
Yeah. Let me.
Right.
How much did that cost? How much was the?
Who are you gonna call now? Your second doctor?
How much was the
my
script?
My mother, who set the whole deal up.
How much was the script? How much were the Xanax? When you went to the Rite Aid, how much did they?
Yeah, I talked to my mother about that.
Yeah.
Your mother doesn't have
shit buy them for you.
Dude.
Yeah, she bought them.
We're not
she
in third grade. Nobody
she
should call your
them
mother.
And she held them for me, and she prescribed them to me. Yeah. How about that?
Is she also gonna tell me that the dog ate
doesn't
your?
Doesn't mean she's a good doctor.
She's a fucking nuclear scientist.
At this point, you should be a better doctor than all of them.
Doesn't your mom deal with reading x-rays and stuff like that, not writing prescriptions to her drug addict son? I doubt she gave you a prescription to Xanax.
Your mom?
She just said your doctor did. Is now your mom your doctor?
No, I was in a rehab. I flipped out. Then they kicked me out of the rehab, and they took me to the hospital. They said, look, he's on Xanax. Why the fuck didn't she answer him? And,
because she doesn't probably take your calls, because you've lied for, what, 20 years?
Today's her birthday. I just fucking dropped off a present yesterday. She's probably out having dinner.
Oh, okay.
Kind of pissed off. Why don't you cut to that 69 Eyes song?
All right.
signed on and you've tuned in to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
All right, that was 69 Eyes, Nothing on You. We just kicked Brandon out of the house.
And, you sound like you have a cold.
I do, and I'm also bummed out about it, too, because I had to sit there and listen to him tell me how clean he was and how clean he was for 3 weeks, and then as soon as we catch him red-handed, he says that, well, it's the doctor's prescriptions. Well, why wouldn't you be confident to tell me that it was the doctor's prescriptions? You know, like, it doesn't make any sense at all. The only sense it makes is he's a goddamn fucking drug addict and he'll never stop.
The whole thing is a sick, heartbreaking mess, dude. I feel terrible, and it's not going to end. He's a lifer, and it sucks. every time, you know, it's like I don't even bother getting stoked and on, you know, I don't get my hopes up anymore.
Shit, I wish he was, like, hopped up instead of hopped down. Who wants to see somebody, like, falling asleep, slurring words, not making any sense? I'd rather see him, like, woo, yeah, how is everybody doing? Yeah, this is fucking all great. Right. Yeah, like, paying attention or something.
That's not his trick.
Yeah, he's a downers dude.
Yeah. And if you didn't think he'd have drugs on him, you wouldn't be looking in his pockets.
True.
So
I was just kind of doing it to make the radio show more entertaining. I, you know, me checking his asshole and shit like that. But then, like, sure enough, Franz dumps out his cigarettes and out comes all these pills.
Well, dude, he's bumming cigarettes off everyone in the room, yet he's clinging onto a cigarette pack. Hello? Hello? Learn how to lie a little bit better, junkie.
Was he?
Yes.
I didn't even notice.
He was bumming cigarettes off everybody in a joint. And he's clutching his fucking cigarette pack. How dumb do you think I am? He's hopped to the gills. Like, dude.
It sucks. His excuse was his doctor gave him Xanax to get off of Xanax. Like, come on.
Yeah, 30
bars. That's your
bars.
Fucking... You don't get off a drug, but keep taking it.
It's like,
you just don't.
How many years?
I mean, yeah, but if it's controlled, like if you're in a rehab, they'll give you. I've been taking 4 bars a day. All right, I'm going to give you 2 bars today, and then tomorrow I'll give you 1, and then the next day I'll give you. No, it's true. They've done it because he was hallucinating, thinking he was seeing some pig.
Yeah, but they usually give you something.
They
else.
They figured out it was Xanax withdrawal, so they gave him some to calm down.
They usually give you something else, though.
By the way, that's Hannah who's joining us.
Yeah, right. Hey, guys. I was just listening earlier. Yeah. Now I'm not listening.
He's not going
to
make it.
He was supposed to stay here till Sunday, and now he showed up for 3 hours, and now he's already on his way back to Baltimore.
Dude, he ruined his skateboard.
With his buddy, who is totally embarrassed that he was vouching for him. Then when all these pills come dumping out, he's like in the corner crying and shit.
What conversation do you think is going on in that car ride right now?
His friend is, you know, who knows? His friend was crying here, but that could be an act. You never know.
I looked at him. I thought he was high as a motherfucker. Wait, was that tears?
That
no,
dude?
That guy's a good dude.
He can be a good dude and still be on drugs.
I think I recognize him from some drug party.
No.
You sure?
You're thinking of somebody else. I took this guy to his first bar.
That was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but
I might have seen him in the 90s.
Just see, because just... every person that Novak brings around doesn't mean that
you're
they're
right,
fucking
you're
annihilated.
Right. You're right, you're right.
No, not necessarily. You gotta have something in common. I mean, Novak's main kick is that. I mean, what else is in common?
Dude, I'm trying to look for a note to end the show on. There's no this is an open-ended song.
It's not going to stop.
Hey.
It won't stop. He might be clean for a certain amount of time, but then you'll sip on a Heineken, pop a little bit of Xanax, and then the here and there, next thing you know, he's back to his old ways when he knows how bad it can get. He doesn't care at the
time. He has all these friends to back him up. He's had so many chances to build his career back up, dude. He's had so many chances. People keep giving this dude chances. He's the luckiest guy in the world. Dude, he's blowing it all again. Again, dude. How many people get this many chances to fuck up?
Oh! Double the fuck down, you pussy! Yeah!
Hannah, in effect.
Hey. What's up? Yeah.
That sucked. I totally made his bed and everything. I put the heat on in the turret so he could have a nice cozy place to stay. I was going to go to the mall with him so I didn't have to go by myself to buy some Christmas presents.
Uh-huh. So he went home? He went home?
Yeah, I told him to go.
How long do you think until he calls?
He's going to talk. We need to talk tomorrow.
Who's he going to call? My phone's dead.
We're going to talk tomorrow, and then
I'm just to shut him up so we can work on business. I'm just going to tell him, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, you know, I'm just going to. I don't know. I can't.
What do you do?
You can't do anything.
It's like, you know, somebody who's never been in the rehab and has been going on a bender, you could talk them into going into rehab and hoping that they get help. He's up to, like, number 14. Now he's going to psychiatric wards and shit, and that's not working. He just got out, and he had all them pills.
He's addicted to the lifestyle, dude. Like, that's the thing about addiction people don't understand. It's not the physical drugs. It's the lifestyle. You love the fact you're pulling one over on everyone, dude. You enjoy it. That's your high. Yeah, now I'm going to fool these people here. Now I'm going to borrow money off these guys. Now I'm gonna fucking, like, that's what you get addicted to, the fucking lying, conniving, underhanded lifestyle, dude. It's sick. He's a sick individual, and he's not getting any better no matter how much any of us help him. You know?
That's what they call junkie.
And he forgot his painting that I made him.
He didn't forget his pills.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Do you think you should have gave it to him?
Dude, he would have had pills by the end of tonight. If I didn't give it to him, he would have spent more of Mandy's fucking mortgage money on more pills from some other shady dude and could probably end up in the... Dude, like, someone like that, you just give them their pills back here, you flush them. And he didn't notice how he didn't flush them. He kept his precious pills under the guise of the fact that a doctor may have written him a script, which is another lie. He masks his lies and other lies. He confuses. He tells each story 12 different ways so you can't pin him down to one story.
Well, when that doctor was here that he brought by, like, he came up to the room when he was leaving. He's like, bam, this doctor's rad. He could get you anything. I mean, anything. I'm like, well, I don't want anything at all right now. I want to make sure that you're not getting anything.
It's not a doctor. It's a pusher.
I'm your pusher, baby.
What I went to school for it.
And the thing is, it's like, all right to do shit in moderation, but, like, that dude's popping, like, fucking...
He's not partying.
Fire.
He's fucking trying to get by.
Yeah, like, partying would be doing, like, you know, one pill, maybe two pills, some drinks, stuff like that. Like, he'll just take 10 and be knocked out in the corner in history, you know, like, and just black out. Why?
Yeah, one time.
What's the point of even trying to talk to somebody?
That ain't a sex party.
No, I hear you, man. That's exactly it.
I have the perfect song to play for Novak.
Was anybody completely surprised? I wasn't surprised.
I wasn't surprised at all.
I knew he was a little bit tweaked looking. Like, he kind of kept saying the same thing over and over again, but he didn't seem like he was messed up.
Yes, he did.
Dude, no, yeah. Mike Nutt came down from the editing room, and he's like, why is everyone so bummed out? What happened? It's like, dude, we caught Novak with pills again. Mike's not like, oh, man. Mike, what did you think when you saw us all?
Instead of telling something on the phone, you got to just, I was like, what is going on?
Mike's not on mic.
I'm ending this with a song, and it's written for Novak. It's called A Hopeless Case of a Kid in Denial by the Helicopters. Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, signing off.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
How would you like it if we...